I want to talk about a great mother. How do you define a great mother? Well, I think a great mother produces good fruit. By their fruits you shall know them. I want to go back 2,000 years. 2,000 years ago, there was a mother that very, very special. So special that God chose her out of all the women in the earth. He chose her to be the mother of the mother of his son. I believe her name was Anna. I believe Mary's mother's name was Anna. In Bethlehem, in one of the little churches in Bethlehem, there's a statue, and it portrays Mary as a young woman and her mother. And I was taken by that statue because it's the first time I ever thought about the woman who raised Mary. And what a godly woman she must have been. How do I know that? I know that because the daughter turned out so sweetly, so preciously, so absolutely preciously. She must have spent a lot of time nurturing her. She must have spent a lot of time just talking to her and talking about our Heavenly Father and teaching her how to pray and how to talk to God. And I thought that takes hours. That takes concentration and hours and focus to be able to mentor somebody in the way that Anna must have mentored Mary. Am I raising up Mary? No, I'm not going Catholic on you. Fear not. Fear not. But the thing is that God did choose Anna, and he did choose Mary to bring forth his son. So therefore, she was a special lady. How do we know this? We know this because she had such a sweet spirit. Mary had such a sweet spirit. The angel came to her and told her that she was pregnant. And she didn't throw a fit. She didn't go into a me story, but it's recorded that she asked the angel simply, how could that be? And she accepted and received his answer to her. How precious. What a sweet spirit she must have had. She's highly favored. She's blessed among women. And she is a marvelous role model for any Christian, for any of us. I love what she said, and that's the verse that I want us to concentrate on this week. She said a very, very simple sentence. She said, be unto me according to thy word. That's a phrase that needs to be in each and every one of our hearts. As we face the Father, as we go to him in prayer, be it unto me according to thy word. And as we worship this morning, let's keep thinking of that many of the words we sing in the Psalms are straight from the Scripture. Be it unto me, Lord, according to thy word. The words that Pastor Kevin will preach this morning, be it unto me according to thy word. As you read your daily reading, be it unto me, Lord, according to your word. Amen. Let's stand and let's say this together. Be it unto me according to thy word. And our psalm for this morning ends. This just ties together so preciously. The last verse of Psalm 106 says, then his people believed his promises and they sang his praise. So let's do so. We do have the keys of the kingdom, and we're going to sing his praise this morning.